Yes. You tune into the Cast Offs podcast. Is your boy Biz for another episode of the Goody Goody. We have a couple of guests and co-hosts in here. First off, big up the Vault Nightclub, our South Coast studio. Thanks for having us. Big up Kareem BH Scenes. We have, oh my goodness.
My goodness in the building.
How you doing, bro? You good?
Yeah, not too bad, my brother. How is you?
Body dick lots, as they say, innit? We've got Enoch at EMG Music Group. How you doing, bro? Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, bro.
Yeah? How's it going? How's it going?
Real good, my bro.
Yeah? How's the family? How's little Pickney?
She's good. She's living her best life, and that's all you could
hope for,
right? That's right. Oh, that's it. Also, want to give a big up to Temper, our producer for the soundtrack as well. So we are now going to get into the final furlong, as they say, in the races, isn't it? Wrapping up season one. Thanks for everyone who's been tuning in, giving the reviews, listening on the on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, watching on YouTube, youtube.com, The Business Network. So we're going to touch on a couple of topics. I want to see what your takes on things that we've got here. Obviously, it's the last couple of weeks has been all over social media. I can't really escape it. The whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing. Wow. But I don't really want to go into them specifically. I just think we should go more of a generic thing to do with domestic violence as a thing, and toxic relationships as well. So I would like to start with you, Omar. I mean, domestic violence, have you had any personal experience of it? What do you think? Because I think most people actually go that they tend to forget that males do get abused as well. So we're going to try and touch that side as well. Personally, I have no opinion in regards to Johnny and Amber. I have no opinion at all. I just think we're not there. Someone's got one side of the story. The other person's got a different story. But so there's some truths in between that we don't know about. We're not there during the pillow talks or pillow fights. So let's just skip that and look at the whole thing in general. I mean, I had a conversation with someone that said, oh, it's good that people are highlighting them on social media because they are celebrities, blah, blah, blah. And my argument with that is, well, there's been domestic abuse, unfortunately, from time. And there's been domestic abuse with celebrities from time. Nothing's actually changed, really. I mean, in fact, if you look at the figures, domestic abuse has risen in the last 3 years, mostly during the pandemic when you're all locked in. So I don't want to look at Johnny and Amber specific. I want to look at it as in general. So I want to see what your take is on that and what can be done to help the abused. I'm a believer in second chances as well, and to help the abusers as well. So let's see what you guys have to say about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, to answer your question, fortunately for me, I haven't personally been involved in it. Any domestic violence, and that's the way I'd like to keep it. And domestic violence on any level, whether it's a man to a woman or woman to a man, on any level is abhorrent, so it can't be supported. With regards to what you're saying on the what's in the media with regards to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. In a way, for me, I think it's a little bit of a media circus. In respect to the way that it's being portrayed. You know, it is a very, very, very serious subject, domestic violence. And the way that this particular case is coming through to me, it's taking away the seriousness.
Yeah.
Of the domestic violence, i.e. every 2 minutes, you know, you check your phone, there's a meme.
It becomes a circus now, like you said.
Where voices are being dubbed in court cases. And this is going out to a younger generation. And this younger generation, through social media, can be susceptible to influences that are coming out and not really realising the seriousness of what it is. This is a domestic violence case. There shouldn't be any memes. There shouldn't be any jokes about it at all. Mm-hmm. It should be seen in the light of how serious it is. So that would be my concern moving forward with domestic case issues.
Okay.
Because there are so many people that are suffering from this, and it's serious for them. You know, even as we speak, there's, you know, people are being abused within their own households. Mm-hmm. As you stated, through lockdown,
yeah,
domestic violence issues have risen. So I believe it is a duty of these maybe social media companies or, you know, media in general, mm-hmm, to shine a light on the seriousness, mm-hmm, of domestic violence.
Okay.
And this is one of the reasons why I'm not really following that case, because that's how it's come across to me.
Yeah.
We can see that it's not really painting Amber Heard in a great light.
Yeah.
So again, there's another angle there. You know, she's because that's a really naughty charge. You know, for someone to, yeah, turn around and say, well, you know, he's been or she's been abusive or violent to me, and it not being true,
yeah,
it's a really serious charge. And now we can see that there are a lot of things that are coming out. Like yesterday, I saw Kate Moss,
yeah,
on the news,
mm-hmm,
and Amber Heard started a rumor that Johnny Depp kicked her down the stairs.
Okay,
Kate Moss came out and said no.
Oh, did she?
I didn't get did kicked she? Down the stairs. This is what actually happened. It was a rainy day. We was coming out of one of the, out of the hotel. Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp came out before me. So it's impossible for someone to kick you down the stairs if you come out before. And she slipped. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hurt her back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because Johnny Depp and Kate Moss were there, didn't they? Back in the mid-90s, yeah.
But Amber Heard has taken this story, yeah, and turned it around and trying to say, well, I reacted because I thought you was going to push me down the stairs like you did to Kate Moss.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a lie.
Okay.
And it doesn't do her any favours.
In her defence.
If the domestic violence case is true.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I said, there's two sides to the story. They both know the truth. Right. But like I said, I want to take it more out of their hands.
Just on that.
Right? Yeah.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. So I think this is a defamation suit,
yeah,
by
yes.
him,
yes,
right, because there was the allegations had already been made by her,
in an article,
op-ed,
yeah,
which got proven to be untrue, and this is essentially the kickback for that,
yeah.
So for me, the interesting part of this whole thing for me is that it shows that women can be held accountable as well for these claims.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That was a big issue for years.
Yeah.
Right? Whereby anything could be said,
mm-hmm,
and as a man, you're guilty until
proven innocent. Yeah. It's true. Right.
Whilst the other way around, you're just essentially told to man up type thing.
Yeah. 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 Don't be a sissy.
So him essentially, I know the media is going to be over because of the who they are,
yeah,
as individuals, as actors, mm-hmm, their stature in society, right? But him holding her accountable,
mm-hmm,
for the claims she's made,
mm-hmm,
that were proven to be untrue,
yeah,
the newspaper and everyone that supported her, mm-hmm, and put it out, mm-hmm, was sued,
mm-hmm,
and they lost their cases to Johnny, right?
They didn't.
I think he sued.
They didn't really, because those two cases.
He won the libel cases, didn't he?
He lost the UK side of the case
against Daily Mail. Or was it the
Yes, he lost that. That was a few months, I think, towards the end of last year.
Right.
This is now the American case, which is to do with the article she put in the American paper. She didn't call him by name. She insinuated that it was to do with domestic abuse, and she said, "I've been a victim of one." Blah, 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 without actually calling him by name. Yeah. So he's now saying, well, I know you didn't call him by name, but the way how you insinuated it,
yes,
it's kind of blatant. It's me because now I've lost X, Y, Z in terms of endorsements and filming jobs, blah, blah, blah. So that's what the case is for.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not counter suing. I think he wants 50 million and she wants 100. You sue me, I sue you kind of flex. So
it's an American thing.
It's crazy. It's I just see a bunch of actors acting.
Yeah,
I
and the sad thing is you see which one's more superior, right?
Yeah,
it's that's insane. the sad
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I see a bunch of actors acting, and again, it goes back to my point. Like I said, when they were together, we were not there.
Yeah,
because they there's both of them are giving two different accounts of what actually happened. His account's totally different.
Yeah,
hers is totally different. So there has to be a truth somewhere there, and I don't know the truth. You don't. Mm-hmm. Kareem doesn't. So it's like, okay, maybe the judge, maybe they break things down. This is what the lawyers are getting paid for, to try and strip out the actual truth. And God bless them and good luck to them.
Yeah.
But then it's that case is going to happen. It's going to get done and it's going to go. But the case of domestic abuse is still going to be
still
around.
There, yeah.
And that's why I thought I don't really want to go there with them. We'll touch on it, which we have.
Yeah.
But we want to look at it from a regular Joe, a regular Joanne type of thing.
For sure.
Where there is a rise in domestic abuse cases amongst couples, females and males. Are there support? What can we do to make sure that, not we can't do anything ourselves, but what sort of awareness can we raise to encourage people? Because we all know that basically there are people stuck in a relationship getting these beats, male or female, and they're still in there, right? It's how can they come out of it? What can they do? What are the telltale signs? Because everything starts from somewhere.
Yeah.
It's that first hit, that first slap. And also as well, when we talk about domestic...
When it gets to that, it's already too late.
Exactly. Also, the domestic abuse as well, let's not forget the mental abuse side of it. Because there's the physical domestic abuse and there's the mental domestic abuse. Some people some people say one is worse than the other. I don't see how they are. I just think they're the same. But I can kind of see where people say mental abuse is kind of... You can be mentally abused and really screwed up in the head without somebody being actually physically touching you.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at it from that... in a relationship bubble is... What are the telltale signs that are there, and when does it need? How can you stop it? Because I can turn around and say, you know what? Once that first slap is hit, go. Mm. But we all know it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
All right. So because something is keeping them there, it's like obviously
family,
love, he's gonna change or she's gonna change. Yeah. It's like I saw a picture. I'm not gonna mention the name. I saw a picture posted on Facebook by someone we all know. And she was, you could tell. I mean, the picture, she was trying to, she called the guy out. We all know the guy, right? And she's taking this picture. It was last week, actually, on Facebook. And she had a bloody nose. And she just basically put, this is what that did to me. And I looked at it and I thought, we know of her. I'm not going to mention her name on here. I can tell you after we stop recording. And she tends to go for those type of guys. So for me, without trying to be horrible, it's like maybe as a grown woman, because you've got a child, she's got a child as well, maybe start looking at the sort of men you go for. Because end of the day, you for people to help you, you need to start helping yourself as well. And it's like, because she goes for a certain type of man. She does. And then, so when you go for those certain type of people, then unfortunately, that's what you're going to get. Am I being horrible here? I don't know.
It's the whole concept, right? It's a concept of familiarity and comfort zones, right? So a huge area that no one really talks about, right, is post-domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Right? If you're still in it, it's horrible.
Yeah.
When you come out of it,
and you look back,
Most of the time, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Right? One of the hardest things from my side or from a guy's side, right, is dealing with someone that's gone through that.
Yeah.
And their guard is up all the time.
Yeah. Literally up there.
Yeah. Sure. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is probably one of the worst cases or the worst things to have to deal with.
And that's the mental side as well. Yeah. Yeah.
So then, to what you're saying, to how people end up being in the same situations or they end up being with the same type of characters.
Yeah.
Everything else, if you've spent so much time in this situation, you feel like that's a situation you know.
Don't know any different.
Yeah.
And that is your comfort zone.
And part of you is going to tell you, like, all right, I'm not going to let this shit happen again. If it happens, I'll know how to get myself out.
Yeah.
But well and truly, just by accepting the fact that you'll be willing to let this happen before you get yourself out, it's already gone beyond. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, as we're saying, like, before the physical aspect starts, it's going to be, if someone slaps you on the first day, you're like, all right, roll safe. You know what I'm saying? First date, first week, whatever it is. Someone slaps you, chokes you, or grabs you in the mad one, you'd be like, all right, cool, this is a bit mad. Let me go and do my thing. Mm-hmm. More time is, it's going to be stuff like, they're going to buy you a lot of shit.
Yeah.
They're going to
say, I'm sorry.
Promise you all of this shit. Yeah. Initially create a lifestyle for you that you might feel like, all right, cool, this is a sign. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, all right, that comes now with a couple of slaps or a man's raising his voice at everything that I'm doing. So, all right, cool. I might accept that because there's this other element of it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's cool. Then it goes to, all right, I got slapped today. I shouldn't stand for it, but there's this element of it.
Mm.
Now you've built yourself, a lot of these girls that are stuck in these things, right? In these situations, they build a character around themselves based
on and they start thinking of how they look, how they will look in front of the other people. Yes. They build the character around them. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, the hardest things for a lot of people is to how you look to other people.
Yeah,
like that's one of the hardest.
It is. Because you've created this persona, and you want to keep that status quo, and you still want to keep that. And so people from the outside looking at think everything is hunky dory,
100%,
and it's not.
So, slightly off topic.
Yeah,
the worst case of that is when you meet older African generations that are stuck in this country or in Holland.
Yeah,
like, I come from Amsterdam.
Yeah,
like, when I go there, when I meet African. That I've been there for 20, 30, 40 years that can't go back home.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of that, exactly. Because they go back to Ghana, they go back to Nigeria, and because they've worked, whether it's cleaning job or whatever it is, they work solidly for like 6 months to 12 months, solid, save up. And then they'll go spend 1 month over there. Mm-hmm. In that 1 month, they are balling. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
For locals, you're balling. Mm-hmm. You've now set a standard of lifestyle.
Yeah.
So
you need to maintain,
when it's time for you, well and truly, most of our elders shouldn't really still be out here like this.
Yeah.
They should go back home. Mm. They can't. Because the lifestyle and the way people are going to judge you, and if you can't hold up to that lifestyle, society is going to judge you.
Yeah.
So you just rather stay here and just in your little corner and just let life just go by. But that's real talk.
Yeah.
It's so impactful how society...
Do you know, domestic violence, whether perpetuated by a man or perpetuated by a woman, you know, and if you find, I don't know, because I've got no direct experience of that, you know. Yes, I've had both female friends and male friends that have had issues with domestic violence.
Yeah.
And it is a tough one because, as you say, you know, there are a lot of bonds and ties that they think that will keep them together.
Yeah.
You know, the classic one, you know, it's just a one-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't happen again.
Yeah.
He or she will change. Or, you know, they're married, mortgaged together, so they, you know, some people have to suffer for that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep saying that on a level, it's just wrong. And how I approached it when people have spoken to me about it, I've turned around and I don't know whether it's a cop-out or it's sound advice. I say to them, listen, if you was your best friend, what would you tell yourself?
It's true.
You know, bottom line, after all the excuses, because I've heard the excuses, he's working late or she's working late, they've had a rough day or da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just hearing excuses, and you're making excuses for something that shouldn't be happening.
Mm.
Now, if you're in a situation with someone where that is happening, there's either one or two things that you can, before it gets to that crucial stage of mad physical violence, you can either turn around and look at that person, the partner, whoever, and say, listen, I believe there's a serious issue going on here with you. Let's try and work through it. Whether it's through past experiences or this is what's bubbling on with you, let's work with it. But when it becomes this toxic term, no, you can't. For the sake of your own sanity, for the sake of the other person's sanity, you just can't.
Yeah.
You can't condone it.
Do you know what thing I noticed as well? Right?
And there's no excuse for it.
There isn't. There is no excuse for it. My thing's always been, if I ever feel like I'm getting to that stage with anyone, that's it. There you go. There's nothing you can convince yourself of. Like once you cross that boundary, it's going to be okay after.
It's never okay after that.
Even raising your voice to argue, like, I hate that. I've tried to avoid that at all costs. I remember, like, back in the day, bro, I used to see this guy. And she's like, why we never argue? It's like, you don't like me. I was like, I just feel like...
That's weird.
I've got that as well.
You've got that.
I just like, if we have to do that, I just...
If my man don't beat me, he don't care too much.
That
used to be a saying in the 80s.
In the 80s,
yeah. Like, you know, if my man don't beat me, he don't love me. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's insane, man.
Come on,
bro. It's mad. It's mad. But you know what? Do you know another thing, yeah, that I've observed, right? Like, and it works two ways. Women in those situations will find friends that are in those situations to isolate themselves from anyone that's outside of that.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel understood and they don't feel like you.
Oh, yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We have nothing to communicate about anymore.
Yeah.
But well and truly, so get to an extent. You don't want to come to someone's yard and say, happy, joy, you can't tell them, yo, your man don't slap you. Nah, man, that's not a thing here. It's not a thing.
Because it becomes a norm for some people, isn't it?
So what you find, a lot of these women, like, will become closer to other friends that are in the same situation. And they accept it. And they find reasons to accept it between them.
So they create their own support system within themselves of
and which is,
abused
people.
That's the
most toxic environment ever. Yeah. That's like accepted. The blind leading the blind. Yeah. And that creates the worst situation for anyone involved. Other way, for guys, if a guy's being abused by his missus, man can't talk to her about it.
No.
What happens? He becomes completely isolated.
Yeah.
You feel like you have to isolate yourself from friends at work, from friends in your... Because the man am I going to joke about shit like that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to bust joke. If I find out, like, yo, not me, maybe I... You know, if I find out, like, yo, man's being uppercutted by his missus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man will bust jokes by... Whether, like, we'll talk to you on a regular afterwards, but there'll still be a couple jokes. Some people just, like, you know, I'd rather just avoid the whole thing. And isolation is the worst.
And that's another thing, because people feel embarrassed to say anything.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't. You know, this thing should be called out for what it is, and it's wrong. Do you know what I mean? You know, like, you know, I've got a younger sister, I've got a daughter.
Yeah.
You know, and it couldn't happen. It couldn't happen. If my, you know, there's been times where, you know, my sister and her partner have had arguments and stuff. And this is just like, just standard arguments. And I'm raging.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, Omar, you better not have crossed the line. Mm-hmm. You know? So yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong on whole levels, and people need to seek help in both, picking up on your point as well, from women and men that have come out of these violent relationships. Maybe before
going to
another
next
relationship.
One. Yeah, I was going to mention that as well. Maybe get your mental situation. You can't
it'd be recommended.
Like what Enoch said is, because you're so used to that, and now you it's a subconscious thing. You don't expect every man or every woman to be like that
because you know you're different.
So I think there has to be it should be actually where you've thankfully come out of a toxic, dangerous, violent one, give yourself that breathing space, talk, get your mental right before you jump to the next one. Because it's going to the next one after you just come out from that is not going to help, because you're going to see that person, male or female, as that. And then you then might as well have missed out potentially the love of your life with that, who that next person might have been, because you've not really rebalanced your mental to deal with that.
State, go into the next one. So there are certain behaviours that you're going to be taking into your next relationship.
Yeah, and also, as well, I've obviously believed that there's certain people who are never meant to be together. I think if you gain a touch on Johnny and Amber, going from what they've said so far, they should have never been together in the first place. Okay, if they got together and blah, 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 then the first one happened, blah, 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 from what we've heard, the first thing that springs to mind is toxic.
Yeah.
It's like, no matter, because they might generally have actually tried, but it's not gonna happen. The two personalities it's gonna clash, and literally clash. Exactly. So it's like, once that happens, and I know it's easier said than done, but once it's
you have to in someone's bed.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to let go. I mean, Enoch touched it as well, saying when he said it's because you've created this persona, then it becomes a shameful thing to let go. But I think you have to.
Yeah.
It's like, if once the first sign has happened and your mind tells you, your instinct tells you it's not going to improve from here going forward, leave.
So
leg
you,
it.
So do you think that society has put the stigma of the embarrassment of domestic violence for people not to say anything, and that's what we need to change?
Well, let me up the ante for you a little bit, right? So I got two bedrooms, right? Mm-hmm. That are going through situation right now, right? One of them, with his ex, they had arguments in the past. Mm-hmm. He roughed it up. He tells me softly, innit? Like, oh, I shook her, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They split up. She's got an injunction. They got a kid together, right? Anytime he tries to go see his kid, she makes it super hard for him.
Wow. That's another story, yeah.
To the point where he went to drop birthday presents off at the door. Mm-hmm. He didn't even go inside. He said he dropped it at the door. The girl saw him outside. Mm-hmm. Wow. She called the police, said he's not allowed to be within range without arranging an area or whatever it is for that. That day she called, boy, them chased him down, arrested him. Chased him down, they arrested him that day. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, I got another bedroom. Yeah. His missus is mad violent with him. Like, the stuff that I'm hearing.
There you go,
yeah.
The stuff that he's even embarrassed to say. And it's not been today, it's been for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Recently, like, I think he went over there to see, again, to see his kids or whatever.
Oh, so they're separated, isn't it? Yeah. So yeah, they've got a connection, which is the kid, yeah.
They separated, but their separation is a mad one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereby he still feels like, because the kids and everything, he still has to go there, and there's still a way to change your mind. And because he's an African man,
it's one marriage.
He has to dominate.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually, she has to see, but it's all mad.
By hook or by crook.
Man went there, seen some message on his phone or whatever, smashed his phone up, bust his eye, all kinds of
mess. Oh, so she went through his phone?
Went through his phone.
Oh, God.
Bear in mind, they're not together now.
Yeah.
Right? They're not together. He's staying somewhere else.
Yeah.
He just goes there. He wants to see the kid.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. He's gone there. She busts the phone up. Busts my man's face up. Scratches. All of that stuff.
Mm.
My man's had enough now. To the point, like, I think, like, her new man is now a threatening man.
Oh, so is she abusing the new man now?
Yeah. Or she was. And he's going forward to that point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. My man went to the police as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
This time he said it's enough. It's been years like this, right? Everyone's talked to him. It's enough now. You have to do something.
Yeah.
He went to the police, made a report, showed all this stuff. Said, all right, cool. We'll get in touch with you. That was it.
Oh, no.
We'll get in touch.
So basically, he's the dude.
Nothing's happened to her. No one. She's not
been
arrested. There's nothing.
And that's the stereotype.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you do as a guy? If you're not going to feel like, all right, society don't really care.
Yeah.
Society don't care.
That's
There's
true.
Nothing in place.
And that shouldn't be the case. That's not right. Because
this is why I go back to, like the Amber Heard and thingy,
Johnny
situation that he's holding her accountable. Yeah. It's the first time we've seen someone of that stature being held accountable for their actions.
Yeah.
Do you see, like, one of the pieces of evidence that they played was her. I think it was a phone call. No, this is the weird thing.
I haven't even watched it.
I don't even think it was a phone call. They're just in a mad relationship where they're both recording each other at mad times. Yeah. She's taking pictures and videos of him
and when he's in exactly the same
worst situations.
Yeah. Is it?
He's in every time he feels like he must have triggers, isn't it? And I think it was smart on his side. Mm. He must have triggers, like where he probably noticed like she's gonna go down this road now. Cool, let me put my phone on record. So there's bits where I think it was a case about her trying to. She claimed she was trapped in the bathroom, and he was trying to punch her up.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually, they played a voice note that he was recording. She was trying to swing for him.
Yeah.
He locked himself in the bathroom.
Jeez.
He locked himself in the bathroom. She was trying to pull the door open, and threatening man gone. And then he said, "But you punched me." He always does this though. Mm. He said he goes through the whole. I was just trying to get my thing. You punch me, and now I'm in this bathroom. You're trying to get in.
So he's keeping for evidence, recorded evidence.
Yeah, like really, he knew. I feel like he knew what was coming. And like, what route you're gonna go?
Smart.
And he says that, and then like on the recording, I think it's that recording. You hear her say, "What were you gonna tell? What big busters. Johnny Depp is getting beaten up by a girl? Is that
what she said?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Who's gonna believe you, Johnny? Who's gonna believe you?
Issues that, then if that's the that case there, she's got issues, you know what I'm saying?
That there is the attitude of
loads of
women
who are abusing their partners,
and guys have to,
because they know that stigma and the stereotype that it's never going to be lived anyway, so I've got you banged to rights basically.
He's gonna believe
that. That is nuts,
and that's one of the craziest thing about this.
I like that point you made about, you know, being held accountable.
Sure.
Yeah. I just think it needs to change. I think, please, if you are being abused, male or female, just don't worry about the persona you've created. Don't worry about the stigma, the stereotype. It's not healthy for you. Obviously, it's not healthy for the person who's abusing you as well, because they need to be checked out. I've always thought, when you raise your hand to hit a partner, the respect is gone. It's if you respect someone, because love and respect go hand in hand. So if you claim you respect someone and you love them in your relationship, but as soon as you raise your hand, I mean, we know we have the red mist. We know we can get angry.
Don't
but
get me wrong.
You have to have an element of control.
Yeah.
I've been in situations where basically we're having slanging matches, bro. It's literally back and forth. And I just think, okay, this is it's gonna like go from 0 to 100 real quick. I just walk out of the scene. Mm-hmm. And I'm here, walk away, blah, blah, blah. And
Bournemouth is a beautiful place for that, you know.
That little
take a walk on the beach. And the hell out.
Exactly. It's like, they know your partner, because that's why you're in a relationship, they know the triggers to press.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's just having that self-control. You know what? This can go, it can go left real quick.
Yeah.
Walk out. Yeah. Just walk away from that vicinity. She might be, or he might have just been going out for you. Just go away and just take a deep breath and just go for a walk or go away for a day if you have to. I just don't think anybody should be hitting anyone. Full stop.
Listen, nobody lives like the Huxtables.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? And there are times where you are going to disagree and knock heads, but there's levels.
Mm.
There's levels.
You see, this is probably about 4 months ago, I think this was on the news or social media and something. America, it was America.
Yeah.
It's the only place where I could see something like this taking place. But it was so real, right? So it was this guy. I'm sure you must have seen this, bro. There's a guy that ended up shooting up his baby mom. I think he shot her and her partner.
The guy with the dress who represented himself in court.
No. That's another crazy one. That's another crazy one. But there's this guy. There's this guy, right? There's this guy that said, like, we split up. I split up with my partner because she was abusive. Split up with her. She's got a new man. I just want to see my kids. She does everything to deny me from seeing my kids.
Mm-hmm.
To the point, recently, I think he went to see her. She must have, she made complaints about him abusing the kids. He abuses the kids. He abuses her and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He got arrested, I think, when he went to see his kids. When he got let out, he did a voice, I think a video or a voice note.
Yeah.
And he said, today is the last day. I can't live like this anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, this is enough for me. I've tried everything with this woman. And if she won't let me live, then I won't live, but she won't either. And he went into the house and he shot her and shot himself.
And that's where it can escalate to.
That's yeah.
As hence we saying, yeah. Once the first one starts, go if you can. Yeah. Seek help. Talk to someone. Go, because it could get help. It could get deadly. Please, it could please. Get to that stage, and there's loads of it. There's loads of it from time.
Yeah.
And like, see, with the case rising now with domestic abuse, it's you're gonna get more of that. Like, see, that was just 4 months ago, wasn't it?
So it's sad.
It's sad to see, because then you're gonna leave behind, because you're gonna leave behind loved ones. Mm-hmm. And now that's sad for him. It's but like I said again, please everyone seek help, speak yeah. to people, and there are avenues there. You can do it discreetly.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing you've said on there that people should really tap into is once you come out of a situation like that,
yeah.
really reassess
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah,
find yourself, find what makes you happy.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah.
Not what someone can do to make you happy. Mm-hmm. That's what people get wrong.
Exactly.
Not
yeah.
what someone can do to make you happy. What makes you person? What do you do to make yourself happy
mm-hmm.
and let someone else add to that happiness?
And you need that me time as well.
Yeah.
I know there are people, yeah. we all know people who are literally addicted to relationships. They just yeah. jump from one to the other. Like,
that's the thing.
Space of a year in five relationships.
That's
what the fuck
healthy.
Are you doing?
That's not healthy. That's
like, dude.
But that's the thing. You're looking for someone to make you happy.
Yeah.
To fix
exactly.
Someone.
You can't.
To fix
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To fix. Spot on.
If you can't fix yourself, it's very hard.
I personally think when you even come out from one deep relationship, toxic or not, abused or not, give yourself space. 6 months.
You need to
enjoy yourself.
Just go club. Let them go home.
It's right.
You come out of that relationship, violent or not, I believe you need to have a relationship with yourself.
Yeah, you have to. You
and find yourself again. Try and fall back in love with yourself, you know. But yeah, on every level, please, you know, there are services out there
yeah.
that do help with domestic violence.
Yeah.
Be brave. You will be supported, and do not believe the lie.
Yes, and you can do it discreetly. There are numbers you can call, and the support is there. Do not live, you're not supposed to live like this. Like you said, don't live the lie as well. So we're going to move to the next one now. It's a very current one. This is, I think everyone's going to have.
Start,
that's a great start for that, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
We're heating up.
Some people are going to say, I'm going to put a disclaimer out first. Some people are going to say, oh, yeah, it's none of your business, blah, blah, blah. But I find this next one we're going to talk about very personal, because I have family living there.
Okay.
My mum retired and moved to America. Ooh. My siblings are there. I have cousins there. So this yeah, it's yeah, this yeah. it could happen to them,
yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah.
It's happened again.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. It's happened again.
Yeah.
I think the latest one, which is, I mean, apparently it's the deadliest one since Sandy Hook about a decade ago.
Yeah.
For children.
Yeah, the elementary
involving,
school.
Involving children.
Yeah. Yes. That, I mean, randomly killing people is not good anyway. You know, that's, but now it's, normally when you hear things like this in America, it's like it's in their school. So it's like some teenager going to the high school shooting up their high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we're going to primary school now, yeah, elementary yeah, schools just, now. It's like for no reason. So it's the randomness that's literally, it's, I want us to really talk about this. I know, yeah, we're here 3,000, 5,000 miles away, whatever, blah, 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 but it's still, it's not a good thing to see.
Yeah, for sure.
We have,
an impact, for sure.
We have an 18-year-old, from all account, Latin America, Spanish American, whatever he is. Cause,
that's the weirdest thing about it. One of them was targeting black
people. Yeah.
Targeting black
yeah.
people. This guy's targeting Mexicans.
Yeah, his own people, so to speak. Because yeah. The town in Texas called Uvalde, I hope I pronounced that properly,
yeah,
it's got a population of 15,000 people. It's 85 miles away from the main city, which is San Antonio. So it's mostly Mexican Americans in there. So, first of all, let's just put that out there. It's a mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's some crazy shit. Because, bro, you have to be crazy to go fucking take a gun to go shoot up a primary school that you have no links to.
I feel like, you know what, yeah? I feel like that's how they write it off.
No, wait. I'm not writing it off. I'm saying anyone doing things like that is crazy. Full stop.
As in, like, we would say you're a madman.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel it's mental issue.
No, mad is mental, isn't it?
It's calculating. People are very calculating.
Dude, you can be mad and crazy and still be calculating. You can be. That's I'm not saying I'm trying to write it off because it's disgusting. Okay. It's domestic terrorism. Let's start with that. Yeah. It's mass murder. Yeah. All right. We have now what 21 people dead, 2 teachers and 19 kids. Right. Yeah. Between the ages of God knows what, but they are young kids in elementary school. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Then give or take 2 weeks prior. In Buffalo, New York, another 18-year-old. That was very racial element as well. Again, crazy as well. Domestic terrorism as well. We call it as it is, right? Mm-hmm. Who then drove? He did his research. Both of them did.
Mm-hmm. Live streamed it.
The guy in Texas, mm-hmm. I posted it prior to doing it on Facebook, mm-hmm. right? Like I say, it's premeditated, but it's still crazy. Like mm-hmm. the guy in Buffalo, same thing. He drove from his suburban home 250 miles away to go and do what he did because he knew that. Where he was going in Buffalo, in that, I think it was a department store, whatever, shopping mall, there's a congregation of loads of people of color, black folks especially. I think there's 3 white guys, white people that died as well in there. But the scary thing is, we've all been here before, loads of times. It's entrenched in them. It's the Second Amendment. It's black, right to bear arms. Fine, do whatever you need to do. But I can't get out of my head how... Bearing in mind, in America, you can't legally drink till you're 21, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But how an 18-year-old can go
to Asda,
go and yeah. pick go up Asda a gun, yeah. but you're not even picking up a pistol, bro. Yeah, you're not picking up a baby thing. You're picking up an AK, AR-15. Yeah, you're picking up submachine guns with bullets to go with it. So yeah, have it there. By the way, we can have a burger to go with that as well. Yeah. It's mad.
Can I get the AR-15 and wow. a bottle of vodka?
And let me
check your ID. And
I have a Newport as well. It's like...
Take but your then, ass to the
but the thing, what are you gonna get? You're gonna have the pro gun lobby, the National Rifle Association, and the politicians. They pay to stay in the Senate and basically make sure that the interests are kept to a maximum. Say, yeah, if we arm the teachers, that's bullshit. I'm sorry. We did this, we did that. But it's, dude, there is, I posted on my Instagram, Steve Kerr, the basketball guy. Yeah. It's, there are 50 senators, right, most of them Republicans, who are against doing what, the standard right. universal so check. For me, dude, it's like, it shouldn't even get to that stage. It's common sense. Yeah. What's your take? Because I'm passionate about it, and I'm going to go nuts in it.
First of all,
bro.
Go on.
This isn't even an unusual occurrence. Do you know that there have been 27 school shootings this year
in America?
In America,
I was just about to make a similar point to that because they don't recognize it as a mass shooting if you don't kill more than 4 people. If you're a shit shooter,
one person, that's just okay. It's just a straight.
One could shoot. He could injure 15 to whatever mm-hmm. amount of people and kill one person. Mm-hmm. They won't recognize it or make as much noise about it as they
as do. This one because it's mass, isn't it? Yeah,
that's the craziest part. So that's literally.
Yeah. So it's not even unusual to them. You know, if we watch America's local news, mm-hmm. every day people are getting shot. For every 100 American, mm-hmm. there's 120 guns.
There's more guns than actually. And that makes sense because, like, one man will have a whole stash
than Americans. There's more guns in America than Americans.
The funniest thing I've seen is, I forgot who used, it might have been Trevor Noah was talking about mm-hmm. this when he was like, bruv, Americans will try to justify by saying they go to hunt. I need to hunt my freedom. He's like, bruv, there's a Burger King around every corner. You're the least people to go out. Everyone's obese. Why go hunt for your food, bruv?
But no why do you need an AR-15 to hunt? Why?
This is what I'm saying. There's arrows, there's bones.
I need to protect my home. You got an army arsenal in your house to protect your home. Who are you expecting to come
A whole country invading? Russia?
Yeah. They're still getting hyped about Russia. It's just it's ridiculous. For me, America's a...
It's a strange place, bro. I feel like
very weird place.
I feel like it was a place, yeah, where Europeans, well and truly, yeah, were just like, let's just see how people behave if we just, like, no rules.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give people just an extended version of freedom.
I mean,
I see, and then eventually it was just like too much control.
I mean,
and they became their own nation.
We kind of know the history of why guns are is part of their psyche, their day to day psyche. Is the whole, obviously, the pilgrims invading, Native Americans, keeping them Native American in place, protecting your place, blah blah.
The people that have got the guns now are the people that are doing these things that they're trying to protect themselves from. So don't make.
It doesn't. For me,
in the UK, you're familiar with this case, I'm sure. In the UK, they had the same rules as America.
Mm-hmm.
You could bear arms, you could have guns in your house. Today, you can still, you have to be licensed, mm-hmm. and you can only have one particular type of gun.
Mm-hmm. I think, it's not a shotgun, is it?
You can have a shotgun, but it's not, you can't have.
Is it a hunting gun?
You can't have automatic weapons.
Yeah.
A hunting gun, you can, you know what I'm saying? It has to be private property with a certain amount of land and stuff around you, all of that stuff. Yeah. It happened in the UK once. I think it was Scotland.
Yeah, one Dunblane.
Dunblane. Yeah.
Shot up a school, shot up a whole area.
And that's 95, 96.
And they said, yeah, no more guns for people.
Yeah.
No.
And it hasn't happened since.
And that's it. They said, nah, if you got a gun without the license and the proper procedure to get a gun and the proper reasoning to own one, you can't have one.
Yeah.
Obviously, man, people still got guns illegally, but... For you to do that, you have to go through a
little hoops, isn't it?
And it's not worth it.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Their psyche is different. That's why I'll never understand it, because their psyche is, it's confessed. They have the National Rifle Association, a very powerful lobby, which you don't have here in the UK.
Yeah.
And this is they pay.
There is an NRA in the UK, bro.
But I've never heard of them. That tells you a lot, isn't it? It's like they've suppressed it, isn't it?
I've been to their centre, bro.
Is it? Oh, is it the UK chapter of the American NRA?
I believe so.
One I'm talking about a UK version of NRA.
I don't know how powerful they are in the UK.
Yeah.
But obviously not the same level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't give everyone. Yeah. But if you're rich enough, I'm sure you could get
it. But the thing is, what I'm saying, the NRA in America is so powerful. They have celebrities in the pocket. They have politicians under the pocket.
Yeah.
Paying them to do stuff. I mean, there's an NRA conference this week. I think it's today or tomorrow, which is more coincidental. And they made an announcement saying, the conference is still going ahead regardless.
Yeah. Wow. But these are the conferences that they come up with stuff like, oh, do you know what's better than a bad hombre with a gun? It's a good hombre with a gun.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing. We are going to hear the same excuses being brought out by them all the time. But the thing is, like I said, and you have to speak to an American. We know a couple of American friends. I've spoken to them. It's like to find why they think they need to have a gun. It's part of the I need to understand that. But that's one. But then the second thing, okay, you want to have a gun, fine. Right? It's your right. It's entrenched in the constitutional, even though the American politics now, they don't even look at the constitution anymore. They just use that as an excuse. But the thing is, okay, if you've got that, let's say, fine, you're allowed to have a gun. Does it have to be such a powerful gun? Number one. Number two, can you just put limits in place? And this is the thing, which is where the NRA gets powerful, because it all boils down to money.
Mm.
What is wrong with making sure that you have to be 21 and over? If you get alcohol in America is 21 and over legally, why can't you match that with guns? Mm-hmm. Because they know the younger you get, the more guns you're going to buy. Again, it goes back again into money.
But that's the same it's in cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah.
Sell it to you early, things like McDonald's.
Yeah, you get hooked. It's insane. So it's like, it feels like the NRA have this playbook where they plan things decades ahead.
Yeah.
So it feels like grooming. It's like paedophilia for guns, if that makes sense. Like they're grooming you from young to get used to it. So by the time you get to 30,
conventions.
Bro, it's huge.
Little 6 year olds with pink AK-47.
All colourful and all that. It's insane.
Now, with America, it's mad. Because America is not the only country in the world with lapsed gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at Africa. Yeah, I know in Nigeria, for a fact, guns are readily available. You can get guns in it, but no one ain't getting into schools and shooting. Yeah. No. It's the mentality of that nation.
Yeah,
yeah. is that's, something else.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like,
you know,
they've been thought this notion of freedom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
yeah, it goes hand in hand with guns, doesn't it? That's how they think.
Yeah, yeah. But because their freedom is so tied to fear.
Oh yes.
It's a country. I feel like as a country, everything I see is just fear.
Yes.
The more they can tell you,
100%.
I feel like everything that you see out there.
But all the noises.
For real, like I feel like there's everything that I hear, everything I observe, and everything I read is fear, but wrapped in a freedom banner.
Mate, that's absolutely spot on.
And
freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
That's what it is. This America. Anything you want. America. We're free.
I'm free.
I'm gonna have my guns.
Right to bear arms.
Let's just make something clear. First of all, is we love America. I love America.
Yeah, allies,
pop in, pop out, blah blah blah. Like I can say my folks have always said, move down, pack up and move. I said, dude, I can't.
I say
it's just because of that gun thing.
I say this all the time. Yeah. And then obviously there's the gun thing, but then also the policing system.
Yeah, which still into guns still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, I always think like, bro, like, as someone that's been pulled over numerous times over here, for example, if I get pulled over here or in Amsterdam, I'm going home.
You know, you're going to be home alive. You're going to go home alive. You might be injured, have a broken leg, but you're still going to be alive. Yeah,
there's a chance that I could die.
This is it.
Yeah.
For my car having a
broken taillight.
You know what I'm saying? They're so gung-ho.
Yeah.
So gung-ho.
Yeah. We know. We've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about the freedom wrapped in fear, fear wrapped in the freedom banner. That's literally like everything. And another thing is travel. Travel opens people's eyes, bro.
Oh, yeah.
When you travel, everything that, if you live here your whole life, everything that you deem is important or is your end all be all, right? Once you travel and you see different lifestyles and different people and just how the world works, everything that you hold as everything is very minute. It's very
minimal. Things you hold sacred, isn't it? Yeah.
But then that's where you find out, like, probably about 85% or something of Americans have never traveled outside of their
100% state. Yeah, it's
also, I think, like, people with passports there is like 80% more or something don't have a passport. Yeah. They never traveled.
Yeah.
So when they tell you like you're free and you could do whatever it is you want, it's within boundaries.
That is true. That is true.
It's within the boundaries.
So it's I think the travel more, explore, experience other culture. Sure. It enriches you as a human.
When you meet Americans here. Meet Americans here or anywhere else in Europe or anywhere else, they're completely different.
Yeah.
Because it don't make sense.
Yeah.
Then you've got the president of the most powerfulest man in the world pleading to the nation to do something. I'm like, you're the president.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be doing
Yeah, but the thing is...
Can't you use your...
executive powers.
Your executive powers.
This is the thing. This is the thing.
It's a country where they approve that they will kill a president for
this. It's not even can't or want. Their hands are tied, bro. The way their constitution is set up, the way...
Bro, I feel like there's just a script, there's a script ready... As soon as one of these happens, someone will be like...
But that's what I'm saying. We're going to hear exactly the same thing all the time. Yeah, but the thing is, what is this word that they use? So it's in the Constitution. I know what it is. Where basically it was put in for... So if a majority party wanted to change things, the minority can... Filibuster.
But it was changed. Bill Clinton changed the policy.
No.
He did.
He tweaked it.
And gun crime and mass shootings fell.
It fell, but not to the extent
George
people wanted.
Bush allowed it to expire. And as soon as it expired, it went through the roof.
Yeah, but then, American politics back then was very bipartisan. It's not anymore.
Yeah, but my point is, things can be done.
The extreme Republicans are extreme. Yeah. The extreme Democrats are extreme. There's no middle ground anymore. It's extremely bipartisan. It's like, everybody has to be right. I am not wrong. Even though I know I'm wrong, I'm going to say I'm right. It's my way. So it's like, because you need both of the major parties to sit down and say, okay, this is now serious, regardless of who we're affiliated with, party-wise, let's start something. Exactly. But the interest, this is where the NRA comes in. The interest that NRA have lobbied, literally, I would say 75% of the present Republican senators and Congress people, they're in the pocket. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, for sure.
But then
sure.
So it's now not about serving the people anymore. It's about serving self and the interest of the corporation that's paying them. Like Steve Kerr said, 90% of Americans, regardless which party they belong to, want that checks to come in. 90%. But you don't have. But it's they're beholden to 50 senators.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of them Republicans putting a stop to that. So it's like, so who are you serving as a politician? Who, because you're not serving the people who voted you in.
No, but that was the genius of Trump and his party.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew whether he was going to get the second term or not. Mm-hmm. He knew that he had to put his people in place.
Yeah.
And he changed...
Even with the Supreme Court judges as well, yeah.
He changed all of that. Yeah, yeah. The people that really got the... He changed all of that to Republicans. Yeah. He put all of them in place. A lot of them undeserving. A lot of them had cases upon cases or had issues that you wouldn't even have to consider morally. Like, these people should be...
So would you think...
And by doing that, yeah.
Do you think that, you know, America are putting bullets over lives?
100%.
I feel like the value of life is very minimal over there.
But then,
and I don't know, maybe everywhere else.
But the thing is, I had a twisted. Mm. We can call it twisted. But it came up to me yesterday, and I think it was one of the things I put in my post, my Instagram post, that to start it. It was just obviously a few weeks ago, because they've been state by state trying to stop Wade versus Roe, which is the abortion rights, by state.
Yeah.
And like you just said 2 minutes ago, which is funny you just said that, how they're gerrymandering the Supreme Court judges because they're there for life and they're putting more of their people. They've been planning this thing.
Yeah, of course.
They've been planning it. And this is why I was saying to you guys that with the president of the United States, his hands are tied because of that filibuster rule. Mm-hmm. All right? So now, then you see what happened yesterday? And the first thing I thought of was, hold on a second. So the same people that are going to come out and defend the right of arms and defend keeping the status quo the way it is, and the same people are going around trying to stop abortion and women's rights.
Yes.
Then I'm thinking, that is very twisted. So you want people to keep babies? That like, I'm not saying I'm pro. I'm just saying you want people to keep babies.
Sure.
If the situation they are currently in is not conducive for them to keep that baby, so you want them to keep it so the baby can be born and be shot and killed.
Yeah.
It's like, hold on a second. So you're trying to protect the rights of fetus than protect the rights of people actually on the land.
More people to buy more guns.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
God.
100%.
What I'm trying to say. If America continues down this line, then as a nation, it's doomed.
Yeah.
It needs to make draconian changes to say, right, we're not standing for this anymore.
But you know? What the craziest part about this all is? Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a time for change, and there's a time like this again.
Yeah, right? I know.
And you look at the leaders, and they'll say, "Oh, my hands are tied. Can't do it."
Yeah.
Whether it's gun control, whether it's reparations, whether it's like, you know what I'm saying, rights, like full rights for Black people, for example, they say my hands are tied, and then something else will come up, like the abortion thing. I was like, yeah, we could do that overnight, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We could do that.
Isn't it? Like that.
It's next week. We could get the rules changed next week. Yeah, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. America's based on...
Bear in mind, how long did it take for them to give women the rights to do this? It's almost 100 years, probably.
Well,
like women didn't have rights to their own bodies for a long time.
They didn't. They didn't even have rights to vote till like, was it in the 1940s kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's all women control. Just it's still you have these old men,
still
trying to control women.
Mm. The craziest thing I've ever heard, is in medicine, right? When they were coming up with when they were testing drugs and stuff for periods and all of that stuff, it was men doing these tests and testing out. Like menstrual
cycles and all that. Yeah.
Cycles and medications.
Oh,
right, and making those decisions on what's going to be good for a woman. There's no women involved in those decision making. And you're just like, bro, wait. till date, most of those are still implemented. Those still, the rules, the medication.
Like back in the 50s, isn't it?
It's the stuff that they came up with then that are still applied today. So then now, so although we're in a quote-unquote woke era, yeah, people are going back and reviewing this thing and going, this shit don't make no sense. Yeah. You're going, this don't make no sense. How is this? Crazy. We're still in the era whereby we go, it don't make sense, but yeah, we just, it works. So we just go, bring two women in, give two women some say and then we'll
be all right. Put on the table.
That's basically what.
Well,
everything comes, like when America is very calculated, bro. Like everything about America, yeah, is just like this is me going off my tangent. Right?
Go on.
And like you see it this way, right? Look at Africa for example, right? And like quote me if I'm wrong, yeah, stop me if I'm wrong, right? You look at it. Britain was in charge of most of West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You had Spain, you had Portugal, all of that stuff, right? They were also in charge of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
America got independence not very long before.
Yeah, Civil War, innit? Yeah.
Other states in Africa did.
Revolutionary War, yeah.
They got their independence, which they had to fight for as well. Now, you look at it this way, and this one, I think they're so calculated in everything they do, and it's just mad. Like, I sit there and I read all the timings and everything, and they just look at it. All right, cool. They couldn't go to war with Britain to get Ghana or to get Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't go to war with Portugal, Angola, all these places, right? You're like, all right, cool. Look at the people that got us independence. All of them at some point had an American education or over in America that came back with American ideologies, right? And then decided, nah, we need our freedom, right? We needed it, but not in the way that we got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel like anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They all came back with Charles Taylor and Nkrumah, all of them, educated.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? They come back and they go, nah, we need American-type freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stand up to these Brits. We go to war. We ended up going to war.
Mm-hmm.
Ghanaians went to war with Brits. Mm-hmm. Nige, everyone. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, we got our independence. Mm-hmm. But then you look at it. That all became our biggest influence as soon as we got independence.
America. Yeah. 100%.
We dress in the American way.
Yeah. More American movies.
Talk
American.
Dollar. We talk yeah. American.
Yeah. I think
we thought the dollar was the highest. Bro,
even
back in the day, if I told my cousin, do you want £5 or do you want $5? Ah, dollar now.
Dollar.
What did you pound?
It's insane.
Well, they essentially just, yeah. I mean, colonized us without having to do the math.
Yeah. That's right. I want to say rest in peace to those being who've been unfortunately killed. Condolences and strength to their family and loved ones.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you,
America. It's your business, but you need to fix up.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, but the sad thing is, we are gonna literally have another scenario like this again. That's the saddest part of it, because I just don't think it's ever going to change, and that's so sad to say.
Somebody's probably being shot in a school,
or somewhere in a park, or in a diner. But please, let's put political affiliations aside. This is like, say, call us your cousins from across the pond. It's not great for me. It's a personal thing, because it's the randomness of it. God forbid, my mum, my only surviving parent. Madness that happens in the places at or my brother or my sister or my cousins. I'll go on record and say, I will find you, bro. I swear to God, they might lock you up and keep you safe. I will find you, because it's, and also parents as well, because it still boils down to parenting.
Do you know
18 year olds? It's you being.
Yeah.
Check on your kids. I know we now live in an era where
You're not allowed to do any minors with your kidney without getting reported, blah, blah, blah.
You know what, yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes to keep people safe, check on your damn kids don't and see what they are actually doing.
Raise your child.
If, yeah. Don't let an iPad raise your child.
Man, what you're saying is so true, bro, because we live in an era where you can't discipline a child to an extent. And I don't agree with the level of discipline that some of us sometimes it didn't make no sense. any frustration where your parents were feeling that day for any reason.
Stick it out of you there. Yeah.
But you think about it, a lot of us, I'm sure a lot of us wake up feeling the same way these kids wake up.
Yeah.
But you know, like, you know
the
what,
fear of the
I
Lord.
I would go out there and your parents. Shoot a bunch of people, but my mom's going to kill me. Up
exactly.
Bro, I've had veterans. I had veterans that were locked up for doing a madness, and his mom came to get him.
Yeah.
And he was begging the station to keep him.
Yes.
Because his mom came through. Mom came through. She had ice cream.
Yeah.
Said, are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, come. Oma, give me my son. Please. Can you guys go in? He said, please, whatever you... Yo, mom was trying to fight.
Get extra charges.
Yeah, bro. Trying to get extra charges. Because, whatever was going to go down... Home is just is damn
for sure.
I mean, we need to get that.
Sometimes it's a big point.
Yeah, we need to get that community feeling back. We need to look out for each other. Your neighbor, your grown neighbor, can look out for see what the kids of their neighbor is doing. Don't just think it's not your business because it will be at some point. Unfortunately, we have to look out for each other as adults. See what the kids are doing. It doesn't have to necessarily be your kid. It could be your neighbor's kid. It could be your kid's schoolmate or classmate. If you see Johnny, I don't know why I'm using the name Johnny, stuck in his room for hours on end, and you think, oh, he's on the PlayStation or he's doing War of Warcraft. Pop in every now and again, every hour, and just see what he or she's getting up to, because you have to keep an eye on kids. Kids are there to be molded. Yeah. Kids, it's how they get that mold.
African proverb now, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah, so it's condolences to the family. It's sad for me to say that it's gonna continue to happen until the policies change, until people's psyche in America change.
Policy has to change. Policy will change.
And then it will take several generations.
Yeah.
For it to
and
take
real, and real repercussions.
Mm.
Real repercussions.
Yeah. It should be. Yeah.
Like you don't wanna like think about it, but well and truly, there's these guys that go out there, like the guy that shot up the church.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. People that could do that and they know they're gonna get McDonald's on the way to prison.
Yeah.
They're gonna be in jail and then they become an issue for the state.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like things like that is what they came up with the death penalty for, bro. Not a supporter of it, but that's what if you're ever gonna use it,
that's it.
Stuff like it, where
it's not.
Listen, this guy live streamed the exodus, not the killings. There were
same
executions.
As the guy in New Zealand. The guy in New Zealand,
yeah, killed 56 Muslims in the mosque. Yep. Yeah, he live streamed on Facebook.
Live streamed.
Yeah, isn't it funny that you
Norwegian?
Put,
I think in
the Norwegian guy, the one that island thing.
Island,
yeah. Isn't it funny that you say you do, and you know this very well, Karim is. You do a video, you put a soundtrack in, they're so quick to lock that thing off. But you go live stream a killing, they're running for like 5-7 minutes. But, oh shit, what's going on there? Yeah. It's mad, isn't it?
But that's like the woman that used to work with Facebook coming out saying there's every day there's like stuff that are popping up and saying, yo, this is not good for kids. And they're going,
again, money.
Yeah,
money.
You know,
money.
The streams are going to go out. All right, we'll take it down, but maybe give it 2 hours. Go viral, and then we'll take it down. Then we're technically not responsible.
Gosh.
So anyone ask, we'll say, oh, we've taken it down.
Yeah.
We took it down when we, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
all right.
Let's just hope and pray that America sees the light.
I don't think so, but we'll see. We can only hope.